The PSNI have begun a criminal investigation into abuse allegations within the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. The church has nearly 200,000 members across the island, most of them in the north. Last Wednesday, its leader, the Reverend Dr. Trevor Gribben, resigned over what he called serious and significant failings in safeguarding within the church between 2009 and 2022. Details on what abuse took place have not been given, and the church has refused to make anyone available for interview in the days since. Here is PSNI Assistant Chief Constable Davy Beck speaking at a news conference in Belfast.
Let's be absolutely clear. We are working to identify victims and to address perpetrators, and we will go where the evidence takes us in regard to that. In terms of victims that have come forward at this stage, they're a small number, but it's not the number that's important at this stage. It's the fact that there are victims out there, and I'm concerned about that, and I want those victims to come forward and talk to us to ensure that we have the necessary information to take steps to address the issues at play here. And there are potential criminal offences either conducted in respect of those victims or indeed through the church in regard to their response to that safeguarding.
Well, we're joined now by one of the leading safeguarding experts in Ireland and Britain. Jim Gamble is a former senior police officer who founded the Child Exploitation and Online Protection Centre. He's currently CEO of the Belfast-based INEEC Safeguarding Group, and he's carrying out an audit of safeguarding in the Church of England at the moment. Jim Gamble, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Thank you for being with
Thank
us.
You.
So listening there to the Assistant Chief Constable, when the PSNI say they have begun a criminal investigation, does that mean they are currently receiving allegations of abuse?
Well, the indication clearly is that they've received a small number of allegations. And I think what Davy Beck is saying is right, that they've opened pathways for victims and survivors of any form of faith-based abuse to reach out directly to the police. And I hope in doing that, they've also engaged victim and survivors' advocates to provide interim support at the very least to any individuals that have been the victim of any form of abuse within the church.
And because the church is in an all-island basis, the Gardaí are involved as well, and they issued a statement to us last night saying that they invite anyone resident in this jurisdiction who believe they were a victim of a criminal act relating to this matter to contact the Gardaí either at their local Garda station or the Garda National Protective Services Bureau. Jim, does the investigation, would it also include an investigation into anyone who was aware of potential criminality and either failed to report it or failed in any other aspect of safeguarding?
Well, I think there are several layers to this. And from a criminal investigation point of view, anyone that's obstructed an investigation or taken steps that would assist an offender is likely to come under the microscope of either an Garda Síochána or the PSNI investigation, and rightly so, because it's people having confidence that when they do go to worship in their church, no matter where that is, that they're going to do so in an environment that is as safe as possible. Nowhere is safe because these places and spaces are occupied by people. And in any faith-based environment, and you know, I know from my experience over the last number of years with Church of England, where you have charismatic individuals, where you have people of deep faith, where you have some vulnerable individuals, whether they're children or adults, who can be seduced by levels of charisma by people who aren't all they appear to be, then there is opportunity to commit crime. But it goes beyond that. The safeguarding governance of the church needs to be examined. Is it fit for purpose? The safeguarding arrangements from an operational perspective, from the centre of the church where you should have safeguarding professionals to the front line in everybody's parish or presbytery where you have volunteers, you need to be reassured that that works and that it's got sufficient capacity. So there should be a couple of pieces of work go on. One, the criminal investigation, that's absolutely key. Two, pathways for victims and survivors to gain appropriate levels of ongoing support and where necessary, some form of redress. outside of the criminal cases. And then there needs to be a fundamental independent review. And that cannot wait until the end of each and every criminal case that may come from this. They need to restructure, to reorganize, to reconfigure and to rebuild public confidence. And my question, certainly in Northern Ireland, is for the Charity Commission. You know, what are you doing? You know, this is a charity. Why are you not imposing, you know, and why have you not already imposed an external review upon them?
Well, charity regulators on both sides of the border were sent a dossier by John Alderdice containing interviews with 12 people who said they had been intimidated and bullied by church hierarchy. They've had that report for 3 years with no action taken. So there certainly are questions there. In relation to safeguarding Jim in the Presbyterian Church, Dr. Jackie Montgomery Devlin spoke to the BBC's Talkback programme yesterday. Now, she was head of safeguarding for the PCI between 2019 and 2024. She said when she went in, she was the only person working in safeguarding. She was responsible for hundreds of church congregations, hundreds of staff. She said there was nothing there. There were no records kept. There were no files. She had to build a system from scratch. How on earth is that possible in the last 5 or 6 years, given everything that has emerged on this island, in other churches and in other institutions with regard to the abuse of children, the abuse of older people, and safeguarding and protecting them?
Well, I mean, how is it possible? It's possible because people always think it happens somewhere else. You know, if you go into any organisation, I did the review of Oxfam GB, when you find hubris, i.e. people think they're better than they are, people think it won't happen where they are, people think that the people that they employ and they engage with are somehow different, then that creates an environment that fertilises opportunity for abuse. I think there are questions that need to be answered. And I know Jackie Montgomery Devlin, she's, you know, a committed and long-term safeguarding professional. But I think we need to wait until an independent review takes a long, hard look at this. Because, yes, she was brought in as the professional lead for safeguarding. But there were, of course, child safeguarding officers in each of the churches, and they mm-hmm. tend across the board to be volunteers who are trained or who come from specific backgrounds. I can think of a number who are very well qualified. But there needs to be a structure, safeguarding arrangements that deliver that training, case management arrangements that ensure cases are escalated to statutory authorities, whether that's TUSLA, you know, or whether that's Children's Social Care, or whether I'm Garda Síochána or the police. So I think if you go in and you find those things aren't there, the questions that, you know, the inquiry or review that takes place will need to ask is, you know, what challenges were laid? Because, you know, Lord Laming made very clear in the BBP case, Baby Peter Connolly, that people need to be professionally curious and they need to challenge.
Yeah.
And you're doing that by, for, and on behalf of the most vulnerable. So 5 years is a significant period of time, you know, to be there and to feel that you're unable to challenge. And people need to get to the bottom of that.
Can I just ask you very briefly, the church is saying, is making no indication that they're going to bring in someone from the outside, someone external, someone independent of the church. Should Stormont appoint someone to that role?
Well, I think it's something for ministers at the Assembly to consider, but I will come back to what I said before. The Charity Commission, those involved in overseeing charities north and south, need to actually get in a room. They have the authority, they have the statutory responsibility, and they should impose an external review with terms of reference that are focused, that are going to get to the bottom of how this has happened, and more importantly, draw out a roadmap so that they can begin their safeguarding improvement journey at pace.
Thank you very much indeed. Jim Gamble, CEO of Unique Safeguarding Group. It's 8:32. This is Morning Ireland. Brian's here with the latest news.